This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Sail Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a great shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, who are doing what they can to make sure that mail gets to you on time, delivered to the post office so they can deliver it to you. And, of course, we've got guys like Suicide Jockey Tom down there in Venice hauling the gas and the diesel to the gas stations to make sure you got some petrol to get yourself to work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social as at Captain's America. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check everything out and see what we have to offer. In the meantime, joining us right now, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Underground USA's Frank Salvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Okay, and welcome back to the world.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Now, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those very important words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, you know, Frank, I've been watching on and off the thing with the Queen for the past couple of days over there, and the Jubilee, whatever they call it. I don't see anybody wearing any ball caps over there. I wonder what that's all about. They got all kinds of fancy whatever, but I don't see any ball caps.
That's an interesting observation.
Well, I'm looking for I want to see what team they support.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the soccer and the cricket people wear the traditional baseball caps.
Yeah.
But 70 years is an accomplishment when you're talking about being reigning. It is something. Now, granted, they've got a lot less power than when she could say off with your head. But it's something to note, so congratulations for 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
She is popular with the people in England, and there is a following around the world.
Yep.
So I wish her long life and cognizance, and I hope that her grandchildren start behaving.
Yeah, good luck with that one. CNN has delivered a devastating blow to Biden and the Dems' dreams for the midterms. Their popularity rating yesterday on energy and gas prices dipped to 31%.
Boy, you've got to wonder who those 31% are.
No kidding.
You've got gas prices like I saw over Memorial Day weekend. Now, granted, they always tend to hike it up a little bit, but they haven't come down.
Mm-mm.
You know, when you've got an average in the urban areas of over $5 and more likely $6-something and $7, there's something's got to give. And they are tone deaf to the pain that their policies are inflicting on the people of the United States. Absolutely tone deaf.
Mm-hmm.
There's CNN, you know, even a blind squirrel could find a nut sometimes. They're right on this time. This is, you know, except for the fact that I think the number is high. I think the number is hovering around 10, if you want to go realistic.
Yep.
Because there's a hardcore 10 that says, yeah, let's destroy everything to make sure that we believe in what we have to do to transition from fossil fuels. You know, electric cars, people, that is fossil fuels. Not only manufacturing in them, but charging them. And let's just say everybody switched to electric right now and plugged in at night. Do you know what would happen to the power grid?
Yeah. The power would go off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this deer in the headlights approach that people with this utopian view have for electric cars in the United States, the technology isn't there yet.
No.
So quit murdering the fossil fuel industry so we can actually get to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I've been driving around, and I've been out 75, 90, 80 miles away from my home base here with different gun shows I've gone to and whatnot, and I've been looking to see where the charging stations were. Very few, if anywhere, along my route. Very few.
You know, when government can control how you travel, they keep you from being able to express yourself when you want to take issue with their policies. Now, granted, we live in the information age, and that's fine. But getting people together to rally, to strategize when it comes to pushing back against your government, one of the tools the government has is to make it hard to travel. We already had that for 2 years with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're just keeping that difficulty in congregating with fuel prices. Try to fly someplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yep. Hold that thought, my friend. Okay, folks, you're coming back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there to the website, see what he has to offer. You'll like what you see, and check out the podcast over there, too.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we are going to do it. Thank you very much, Frank. I'll be right back to Frank. I remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our studio sponsor, and that would be none other than Moss Family Automotive, Moss Nissan, and all those new Nissan dealerships. Got a brand new one coming up there in Brooksville being built as we speak, and it's expected to be open early in July. Now, that'll be right there on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the road. It'll be right there, not very far away from the ramp when you get off there, coming northbound right to your right. You'll see it. And they're coming along very, very well with the facility right now. Now, Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and that's because it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection either at Moss. Over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles there for you to take a look at. Now, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage. Upgrade your right now. You might be surprised what the car you're driving is worth. And you won't know until you take it there and let them appraise it. Then you'll find out. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get afforded great deals on their vehicles. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River. The flagship store is at Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, the brand new one coming up there in Brooksville, just east of the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the road, Moss Nissan. So it's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, when you go up there, tell them the captain sent you. You will find out what that door will open for you. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website
And, Frank, you do podcasts, and the quality of the podcast that you do, and I don't mind saying this at all, is what I would call broadcast quality anywhere else for anybody.
Well, I appreciate that. I do my best to try to make them interesting and entertaining. You know, you're spending your time listening to something, so you have to respect that somebody who's listening is giving you their time. It's worth a lot. So if you're inviting me into your head, so to speak, I try to do my best.
Yeah, this is, I can hear now, this is Frank Silvato, and you are listening. Oh, no, never mind, I won't do that. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's Friday, what can I tell you? By the way, I know you're going to love this one. Congress is considering a huge pay increase for the federal employees, but a plurality of Americans think, well, this might not necessarily be a good idea because government workers are already handsomely taken care of. What do you think?
I think that there should be a pay freeze. I'm not against the people who actually work hard as federal employees. But when federal employees are in a demographic that is detached from the reality of the marketplace, because the government can ask the Fed to print money, I don't think, you know, what happened to equity?
Yeah.
You know, the left is screaming equity for everybody else, but we're just going to ignore what's happening with marketplace inflation when it comes to salaries, and we're going to just give raises when we feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are saying, hey, we're taking a pause on this stuff. Even Tesla. Elon Musk came out this morning and said that there's going to be a hiring moratorium, and we are going to probably scale down a little bit going into what's coming.
Yep.
So where does the federal government get off ignoring the reality of the marketplace and ignoring the reality of our economy by handing out hefty raises? That is creating a two-tiered system now that is pitting the government and everybody inside the government against everybody else in the United States. And that is absolutely not what this country is supposed to be about.
Guess who just placed a large order to Tesla for electric vehicles?
I have no idea.
The U.S. Post Office.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so Elon Musk should be going, well, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, now we've got this giant fleet replacement that they want.
Mm-hmm.
That means good. That means business is good for us. Yet he is still doing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So either he's got an understanding of the economy that is just eons ahead of the people in the Treasury Department and Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve, or what, he's a greedy guy? And I'm seeing this guy getting left and right when it comes to his employees,
mm-hmm.
to philanthropy, to exploration, to moving technology forward. I think that it's Janet Yellen at the Treasury Department and Jerome Powell at the Federal Reserve, and Joe Biden and his economic people who don't get it. And I think that this next election must produce a veto-proof majority in the legislative branch so that we can end this idiot's reign of stupidity. I have never seen, even when Carter was here, he could try to rationalize what he was doing. I disagreed with what he did every step of the way, but at least he tried to rationalize it with something that was tangible. Biden's people are just destroying things to say it's not Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't make any sense. It's hurting the American people, and they don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's one for you. I don't know if you heard this or not, but the White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, was asked a question by CBS's Ed O'Keefe about the lie that Biden dropped the other day about having an appointment to the U.S. Naval Academy in 1965, and that was an outright lie. There was no even close
closeness at all to anything like that ever happening to Joe Biden. So her answer was, well, I didn't hear part of the speech, so I'd have to look at it before I make a comment.
Yeah, well, that means she's not doing her job and she should be fired.
That's correct.
Yep. You know, it's the press secretary is supposed to know everything that comes out of the president's mouth and then some.
Yep.
So if she didn't hear it, that means she was doing something else that she deemed more important than listening to the president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not doing her job and she should be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Unless she's crafting narrative for him to say, and the president is following her little cabal's direction. So, again, I have to ask, who's loading the teleprompter with the words? Because that's who's in control of the country right now. The person who's creating the, who leads the effort to create these narratives that he, that Biden gets out there and pukes into the camera, that's who's making the decisions here, and they're not elected to office. And the last thing I'll say about that is, it's a real good thing that Mr. Biden's Disinformation Governance Board isn't active, because they'd have to call this fake news.
That's right. You're right.
You know, yeah, you know, where's that woman who had to back up because she's a blatant liar and a partisan anyway? You know, where she's saying, oh, well, I would have flagged that as fake news. No one's saying anything about that.
She went in another part of government somewhere. I don't know what, but she's in. She's still there.
She probably went over the Treasury to run the economy.
Mm. By the way, the creepy porn lawyer got his due yesterday for stealing $300,000 from Stormy Daniels. He got 4 years in prison. He could have got 20.
I would have liked to see him get 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to start making examples of people, not with outrageous penalties, but at least appropriate penalties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you've got people like Sussman walking away and then finding out who was on the jury and who the judge was after it was blatantly obvious the guy was doing what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a two-tiered justice system in this country, if not three-tiered. And that, and in the system that is now here that we have to live under, the elite and the politically connected can do anything they want and get away with it.
Yeah.
They never have a punishment.
Can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, hold on. All right, folks, I'm going to come right back with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check out his website, and take a look at the things he has to offer. Take advantage of it. I got one of those nice T-shirts. You might want to get one of those. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The 18-year-old boy charged with the racist mass shooting that killed 10 people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, pled not guilty to hate-motivated domestic terrorism as well as other charges. The accused shooter, Peyton Gendron, appeared in court on Thursday for an arraignment hearing The judge ordered DeBoer to be held without bond.
He was arraigned on 25 counts of a violation of New York State penal law. The highest charge is domestic act of terrorism motivated by hate in the first degree.
Erie, New York District Attorney John Flynn. Peyton is due back in court July 7th. The Ford Motor Company is adding thousands of union jobs in three states, including Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio, as part of its plans to accelerate production of electric vehicles. The company will be investing $3.7 billion to the manufacturing locations from now through 2026. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And Frank Silvato and I will be chatting in just a second. But I want to do one thing first before I tell you who's sponsoring this segment. I want to again say a special shout out and hello to everybody that's working with American Airlines. Now, we know of three installations that are listening to us right now as they work on the aircraft overnight, as well as work in the telephones to book the tickets and this, that, and the other. And we want to thank you very much for getting the word out there, especially in Texas and two locations right here in Florida in my backyard. How about that? Thank you very much, American Airlines. All righty. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product I've been taking diligently for going on over 7 years, coming up on eight. It works. That's why I take it. Very simple. Now, it's part of my daily integrated health plan. I take it in the morning. It's in my system all the time, and it keeps the inflammation and the swelling and the pain that I suffer from in both of my legs down to a minimum, and that's from my injuries at the World Trade Center. Now, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are in the product, which helps the body's natural response to inflammation, and it will even lower or eliminate the pain that you've got by going straight to the source. Best thing about it is it's 100% drug-free. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So check them out online. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And it's only $19.95. Give it a shot. $19.95. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. And thanks, Frank, for sticking around.
Always, 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 man.
Okay, the Florida Supreme Court yesterday declined to block Governor DeSantis' redistricting map. Now, this is a big deal because the Democrats had their deal, and they were trying to get that back through. And in early May, a circuit court initially struck down parts of Florida's redistricting plan, ruling that it diminished the African-American ability to elect the representatives of their choice, which absolutely was not true. So we're back to the DeSantis map, and to that I say it's fair, it's equal, let's get to it, let's get to it.
Well, here's the question. Why does race enter into this at all? It's supposed to be about population.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, the idea that I should be able to elect a white person,
mm-hmm.
or I should be able to elect a black person, or an Indian person, or an Asian person,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't enter into any of this. That's not what this is about. It's supposed to be about population, no matter what the race. So the basic premise that they would be able to elect a black person,
yep.
that's irrelevant to what we're trying to achieve here. We're trying to achieve the congressional districting that's proportionate to the population.
Yep.
So how this even had to get to the Supreme Court is ridiculous. That's how special interest agendized our court systems have become. That said, this loss is important because all of the challenges to all of the district maps across the country have been spearheaded by Eric Holder's organization, and they threw lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit to any redistricting that gave any kind of either diminishment of Democratic demographics or an advancement of Republican demographics, and they did it for partisan politics purposes.
Mm.
So it wasn't about an accurate redistricting. It wasn't about a redistricting that followed the Constitution or applied the accurate counting, or as accurate as it can be, that the census put forward. It was about gerrymandering for politics on a national level through the court system. So you've got a twofold thing here that's just ridiculous. One, Eric Holder trying to gerrymander congressional districts using a nonprofit organization, which shouldn't be lobbying government at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this idea that somehow we have to balkanize our congressional districts by race, which in and of itself is racist.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad DeSantis' map prevailed. Going forward, with the way that we can pinpoint things, when Google Maps can just, you can look into your front window using Google Maps, it tells me that we've got technology enough to be able to apportion these districts without having a 1-mile-long stretch going 30 miles one direction so that we could carve out things in order to carve people politically out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to come up with a better way of applying our census results so that the horrific political agendas like the one that Eric Holder tried to pull off this election cycle never happen again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. By the way, if you had just one thing to do to help stop the school shootings, and you could do it for a fair amount of, you know, a cheaper amount of money, what's the one thing that you would do to begin with?
Well, it's actually twofold. I'd make sure that the teachers follow the rules as far as locking doors, and I would train the teachers to defend the children.
Okay, well, I'll give you that one, but how about this one? Let's solidify the security of the damn front door and do what they did in my high school, and I was out in the country when I went to high school, okay? We had a desk there with a secretary, and beside the secretary was not a security officer, but what was called a truant officer. Remember those guys?
Yeah.
And then beside the truant officer was this principal's office with the door open. So there were like three people right there in the door, and nobody got in. You didn't walk in the door and say, hello, here I am. The secretary sat there and went, okay, thank you, Mr. Grimes. Thank you, Ms. James. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Whatever. And that's what they did. And that was a long time ago. How come we got it right then and didn't even know we were doing it right?
You know, and I'm going to say it comes down to the school districts and their policies, because my ex-wife is still a teacher. And trying to get into her school just a few years ago to get to her classroom to pick her up after school,
mm-hmm.
and on the occasions that I did, it was like having to go through TSA.
Mm-hmm.
So in some school districts, there is a massive amount of security,
mm-hmm.
and I applaud them for it. I would like to see, and I this is what the piece that's currently up over at undergroundusa.com, is if we're going to have coordinated responses to things like this, they have to be war gamed out like you were doing a mass casualty drill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you've got government's main mandate is to make sure that the people are secure and safe. There is no other reason for government to exist but to make sure that people are secure and safe. You want your private property secure when you leave your property, and you want to be able to travel without being accosted.
Mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't be just a small portion of what the budget is that's going towards preparing for the worst-case scenario. It should be the majority of a budget. And right now, when we're spending money, and this goes from local to federal, on wasteful pet projects that are tantamount to bribing the people to vote for you, we're dropping the ball on the resources that we have to give first responders,
mm-hmm.
and law enforcement, fire, EMS, everything that touches safety and security. We are shortchanging that. And the communication problem that happened in Uvalde is a perfect example of this. That should have been a no-brainer training.
Right.
It should have gone off flawlessly. And quite honestly, I remember the truancy officer thing, and they were tasked with a specific task.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that, and it probably should come back, although it'll be a losing battle in the urban areas. But why does a school district need a police department?
Mm-hmm.
That bothered me to no end in this story. That the chief of the school district police was the guy that was calling the shots in the immediate aftermath of the reporting.
Incident commander.
That should never be.
Incident commander.
That should never be. Any resource officer has to be somebody who's connected with law enforcement proper.
All right, I will chat with you on Monday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Caller, hang on. I'll get to you in a minute here. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Time for my sports segment with Patrick Hyland, who happens to be the prognosticator known as the Sports Zone quarterback Sunday mornings on this station, from 11 to 12. All righty, Patrick Hyland, how you doing?
Doing fantastic, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning to you. Good morning to America and all our truckers out there plugging along for us. Want to thank them for getting our supplies to us.
Say good morning to Bradenton. They said good morning to you yesterday.
Bradenton, Florida. Love Bradenton, Florida. Yes, sir. Mitchell Street Farms. Good place. Good place. Good sandwiches. Get the Captain sandwich. It's the best.
Yes, good chili, good soup, good salads.
Yeah, man. Just a cool place. Yep. So, very nice.
And Wally the Alligator's interesting, too.
That is funny. It's just a neat place. A lot of things for people to do. Kids have a good time, learn something. It's a cool thing. It really is. Mm-hmm. How about the Boston Celtics, Captain?
Yep.
They win game one in San Francisco over the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. I mean, they had to come back. They had to score 40 points, Captain, in the fourth quarter to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Steph Curry started the game with 6 3-pointers, Captain. Unbelievable. A record. And mm-hmm. they still don't win the game. This goes to show you, it's not over until it's over. this Boston Celtic team, Captain, they've won game sevens. They had to go knock off the top seed down in Miami. It didn't look like in January they were going to even make the playoffs. And now they're, you know, three more wins away from winning the NBA championship. So I got to give them a lot of credit for their, you know, stick-to-itiveness, to say the least. So I like the way they're acting and going about it also, too, Captain. I'd like to see the NBA get back to what they used to be, you know, with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson days. That sure would be nice.
Bill Russell.
You know, that's all we can do is hope.
Will Chamberlain.
Will Chamberlain going all the way. Oh, good. Yes, sir, Captain. Mm-hmm. He's in the top three all time. No question about it. When you say top, you know, I mean, how can you keep him out of the top three? When he's leading scorer in NBA history, he was unstoppable. I don't think you can. So,
I remember when he scored 100 points.
Yeah, that's right, Captain. Mm-hmm. The record, that's pretty wild.
Scranton, Pennsylvania, of all places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's something else, Captain. Yep. A neat story, to say the least. Yeah, I hope they get back to that type of year again. I think they could. I think they could with the right personnel and right leadership. Sad note, Captain. Former Cowboys running back, Barber, he was found dead in his apartment there in Frisco, Texas. That's where the Dallas Cowboys stadium is. And just sad. He was 38 years of age. Don't know the details yet. But he was a good running back for the Cowboys for a few years. Tough guy, old school. Speaking about old school, ran head down. Very similar to a Mike Allstott, Larry Zonka type of ball player. So he was kind of a cool throwback. It's a shame that he was found dead in his apartment.
Somebody got killed in a car wreck the other day.
Yeah, it was sad. Good ball player, too. Yeah, Captain, that's why we just got to be appreciative and thankful for life and treat everybody the way we want to be treated. And look out for your fellow man and understand everybody's going through something and be cognizant of that and be nice to everybody. I just believe in that wholeheartedly. It's just very important. Captain, you know a lot about these sort of things from a legal standpoint and what happens. Watson, the QB, Deshaun Watson, he's probably one of the top 12 quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Yeah.
But with all his problems, I don't know what's going to happen. He offered each plaintiff $100,000 last year. Now, you know, a lot of people do that just to get it off of their plate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other people do it so they don't have to go to court. That's always a weird situation to be involved in, Captain, because a lot of times it's better just to pay things off instead of go through them. But it's almost like you're admitting guilt. Do you agree with that logic or not?
I do. It's when you want to pay somebody to get rid of them without going one way or the other, it's almost as if you're admitting that you're guilty of what they're charging you of.
Yeah. And unfortunately, though, sometimes that's really not the case. It's just more cost effective to pay it off and go through it. But now we're up to 23. That'd be $2.3 million. I can't think the legal fees would be that high. So I don't know. This is just a really sad state of affairs of what's occurred here. But and some more encouraging news. This young lady, she's an amateur. She shot a 65 yesterday, Captain, in the Women's Open. And she got a former pro as her last minute caddy, a former Swede like herself to come help her out. So kind of a cool story. I'm curious to how she does the rest of the tournament. A lot of times people go out and shoot a low score, and then the next day they shoot a high score unless they're an established pro. So we'll see what happens. It could be a very interesting story this week. And then we have a girl from America. In the final, youngest finalist major, Coco Gauff. So I'm real happy for her. 18-year-old American is going to be in the French Open. That's the youngest semifinal to become the youngest Grand Slam finalist since Maria Sharapova.
Wow.
So, very nice. So very cool. Good encouraging story about someone who worked hard and reached the pinnacle, got to the best of her sport. So
let me go over here and pick up Bagab and Bob for a minute. He's on the line. Bagab and Bob, do you have a question for Patrick?
Yes, sir. I got a sports thing. I wanted to talk about Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
You know that he's the only player that played every single minute of every single game, and he also never fouled out of a game. And he also has the same vertical leap as Michael Jordan.
Well,
to realize
I don't
really
know
was.
About playing every second of every game, because I remember him coming out of games to take a break for like no more than 5 minutes. I used to watch the games at Syracuse at the War Memorial there. I used to go there and watch the games.
Well, I saw on the internet where he had the record of there were games that he actually played more minutes than was in the game because it was in overtime, not more than the regulation.
Well, that might have happened after Syracuse, but I remember that he did. You know, when Russell would go out, he'd go out.
Right, but he was an incredible athlete. A lot of people don't realize how good he really was.
Okay, all right, like I got to go. Thanks. All right, did you know that, Patrick?
Yeah, it's funny he said that. He was a heck of a volleyball player, and he did have 1 year captain where he played more minutes than regulation time of game. So I know where the guy was coming from. Pretty, pretty cool story. Yeah, no doubt. And he could jump with the best.
Let's wrap it up.
Oh, okay, Cap, thank you. Hey, anybody need any help with their insurance needs, give me a call. Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by giving me a call. 813-966-1052. I can help you out with a lot of facets of insurance.
Okay.
And also, I'm like helping out the veterans. God bless you, Captain.
Thank you. I'll see you on Sunday. Take care. All righty. That's Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback. Okay, folks, get ready. Get set. Here it comes right now.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Well, let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, and the American people. Let me give, as Rush Limbaugh would say, nothing's been said till I say it. Ditto. Okay? Let me give the conservative response to Dumbo in the White House. Hey, Dumbo, we're waiting for Congress to act because you didn't win this election. We're waiting for Congress to act because you're letting illegals across the border in this country killing people and doing all kinds of bringing drugs in. Hey, Dumbo, we're waiting to Joe Biden. I'm calling you Dumbo. We're waiting for Congress to act because you've got gas prices through the roof and you don't want the American people to make any money while you're making a fortune selling us out to Russia and China. Hey, Dumbo, why don't you resign for the benefit and the safety of the American people? Hey, Dumbo, why don't you quit putting these hits out like I said you were going to do because I know how the mafia works, and then you want to come in and rush in with some, why don't you stop Chicago from shooting everybody, okay? You fake, phony piece of crap. Get out of my face, you unholy piece of crap. And you cops that stand down over there, my God, shame on you. Stand up for our country, stand up for our Lord and Savior, stand up for your family. Let's go.
All righty, Todd and Tampa, and we'll be out of here. We'll be back tonight with the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Again, thanks to everybody that showed up for lunch yesterday down there in Bradenton. Had a great day, and I'm sure everybody else had a good time, too. Made some new friends. And I will talk to y'all tonight on the Radidio and the Weekend Show. So have a great day. God bless America, and stay low.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.